You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, Sibanye Stillwater has been tinkering away at some fundraising for a lithium project in Finland. The project was announced quite a while ago, and there were a couple of commitments in place and all of that, and they finally finalized the last 10 billion rand that they need for that. Yes, 10 billion rand is the last little bit of capital that was needed for that particular deal. I'm joined on the line by the Senior Vice President for Investor Relations at Sibanye Stillwater, James Wellsted, to take a look at this and try and understand what this means. Good evening, James. Thanks for taking the time. Significant milestone to secure that last bit of funding. Does this mean development starts on Keliber? Where are we standing here? What's the update?
Evening, Jimmy, and evening to your listeners. No, this project's already started. We approved it in 2022 and began the project development in 2023 already, with the refinery initially, the lithium refinery being developed first, and then second phase was the approval for the mines and the concentrator. So we will be the first project supplying own fully integrated from ore to lithium hydroxide, basically battery metals, into the European ecosystem for all of the electric vehicles that will be produced there. So it is a significant milestone. We had already raised 250 million euros, and this is the next phase, which is the debt funding. So the initial funding was equity, and now this is a debt funding of 500 million euros, and that will cover the rest of the capital for the completion of the project by 2025. And then also any other ongoing stay-in-business capex that's required, working capital, etc.
James, take me through the European side of the business, and then we'll come to the Sibanye side of the business. From a European perspective, you mentioned this now makes you the first provider to achieve this, particularly in the lithium space. What does that mean for the landscape of what you're able to then bring to market, especially now that we know that the EV conversation is going to be led by, in part, Europe, Asia, and everybody else? What does this mean for the strategic positioning of this operation?
So this is in line with our strategy to really position ourselves close to the European ecosystem or European region, and then also North America. You may be aware, but most lithium is produced in South America, Chile and Argentina at the moment primarily, and then Australia is another major producer, but it's mainly refined, and the metal, the final battery metal, is dominated by China, which supplies most of the world, and China's obviously the dominant force in battery electric vehicles. So what we've done is, because we realized there was going to be increasing multipolarity or national approach to securing regional supply of these critical metals to ensure sovereignty for these regions from China and Russia, etc., we realized that this was going to be a strategic advantage for us to position ourselves close to these regions. And that's exactly what we've done. So we hope to be the first project that is delivering battery-grade lithium hydroxide into the European region. And then in the US, we've also got another project called Rhyolite Ridge, which will also be quite a substantial lithium producer in North America. And then the final piece in the puzzle at the moment in Europe is a nickel plant that we are converting to also produce a battery grade input called PCAM or precursor cathode active material from nickel that we are currently in developing as well.
I remember having a conversation with Neil Froneman, Sibanye CEO, for those that don't know who that is, around the bold approach of building a diversified miner that's looking at future metals. And at the time, it was very early on, and people were saying this is a crazy idea, this is a crazy build. It's clearly starting to pay off and starting to position the business in a much better place. James, what does this mean for Sibanye's operations in terms of diversity and in terms of just ensuring that you're spread across all of those future metals? Are we looking at copper next?
Yes, indeed. I mean, we started 11 years ago as a gold producing, three gold mines in South Africa. We then expanded into the platinum group metal space, some acquisitions in South Africa, which you'd know about, Rustenburg, Lonmin, Kroondal or Aquarius. And then we bought Stillwater in the US. And that was our first real international diversification and into another metal other than gold. And since then, we've progressed that to the critical metals or battery metals, including lithium, nickel. And we've also got some copper projects that we've currently in early stage development. And we are looking to also expand into the copper space where we can see value. But it is quite a competitive space. But through the over the last couple of the years, we've significantly expanded the business from South Africa specifically. We're now represented on five continents, and we're going to be producing a very wide range and diverse suite of metals across the world.
Probably one of, if not the most diversified mining company in South Africa. We'll leave it at that. James, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. James Wellsted, Senior VP for Investor Relations at Sibanye-Stillwater, on their latest developments within their European lithium project, as well as what else they might be looking at.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.